Hello, everybody, and this is episode six. Yeah, six of Look What I Found, the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge of August, where we podcast once a day, every day in the month of August. Anyway, I want to bore you with something I'm working on at work. And this is aggravating the crud out of me. We've got this software that runs the big copiers in our network, and on the network, you know, I can go over to one of those copiers and either scan something and send it to me in an email, or scan something and print it off. You know, of course. Well, the problem is the little OCR engine had been failing on some of them. I don't know why. It might be because they're difficult images to try and read, or maybe the text is sideways. I'm not sure. So some of them were failing, and there were people that were getting incomplete PDFs, which is not good. What if a page is missing? Wasn't supposed to be there, or the whole file was truncated? So anyway, what I've been tasked to do is create a logging software. Basically, I look through their logs. When I see this error message, like OCR error, I would actually go and inspect the PDF, compare what the page count is to what was in the log. So they may say it was 10 pages, but it's actually 8, you know, or there may be 10, you know. I gotta know whether it was right or wrong. So, and let me tell you, all PDFs are not created equal. That's the problem. I had a little script I found online. I went, oh, this is cool, and it'll tell you the page count. However, it needs some text inside the PDF. You know, there's a few layers to a PDF. You have images, and sometimes that's what you see. Sometimes it doesn't have images, but there could be text in behind it that you can search across, and it's really semi-sort of complicated, but it's not too bad. But anyway, so I found out that the script doesn't know the page count if there's no text inside the PDF, just images. Alright, so I was getting zeros back. Okay, so you see where I'm going. Even though there was a page or two. So that's what I'm working on, and it's a little frustrating because I'm trying to, you know, trying to accommodate for all these stupid situations, and I don't know if I really can. Oh well. Hey, something else I wanted to talk about. It's more in the common sense department. I saw this article today, and the article was talking about how violent videos make kids sleep worse. And what they were saying was that if you show kids non-violent videos, they sleep better, and I guess cognitively they were better. I was like, well, duh. No duh. You know, really. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. I'd have liked to have been part of that grant for that study, because I could have just told them and took the money and run. It's ridiculous. The common sense has gone out the door for studies to tell people that, you know, they shouldn't be doing this, that, or the other. It's crazy. No, I don't. I mean, we cut him off videos and everything about 30 minutes before, at least 30 minutes before bed, and have him read. And to be honest with you, you don't have to twist his arm to read, so it's not that big a thing. But yeah, there's a huge difference. I see how better he is before school, or during school, if he doesn't play video games before, and, you know, it's amazing. So, just common sense, people. And a constant bedtime. That makes a big difference. Consistent. So, there you go. Alright, thanks. I'll see you next time. Bye.